I'm DJ Frederick, inviting you to open your ears to Thrift Shop Delights. It's a world of exploration at the Radio Thrift Shop. The sublime guitar sounds of Mr. Wes Montgomery, the tune called Mr. Walker from his 1966 LP, California Dreamin', which was released on Verve Records and produced by Creed Taylor. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. Thanks for joining me here at the Radio Thrift Shop, where you'll find me every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight on WSCS and on classical WSCS. 45s, 33s, 78s, cassettes, you'll find them all at the Radio Thrift Shop. Hank Jacobs with a tune called East Side, released on Call Me Records. It's a great label. It's bright yellow with a telephone receiver on the left side of it and the phone itself on the right side. It's really, really cool. Call Me Records from Los Angeles, California, and that was Hank Jacobs' tune called East Side. Before that, we heard the Val Perry Trio with The Hawk. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. And in this new format, I'm focusing on 30-minute programs recorded and edited together for broadcast on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. There's no agenda, no genre, just music that I enjoy sharing with you. So if you love crate digging, then come on down to the Radio Thrift Shop. All right, let's drop the needle on our next 45.
Rocket 88 is one of the many songs credited as the first in rock and roll history. It's also one of the first to use guitar distortion, but not on purpose. You're on the Soundbeat.
You women have heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88.
The story goes like this. In 1951, as Jackie Brenston and his Delta Cats made their way to the recording studio to record Rocket 88, the guitar amp was damaged. One band member claims it was dropped, while another faults moisture from heavy rain that day, probably the guy that dropped it. The result? That slightly fuzzy, just plain rock and roll-y sound that would be emulated to this day. The Cats usually went by a different name, Ike Turner's Rhythm Kings, that's Ike on piano. The song was named for the fastest car on the road at the time, the Oldsmobile Rocket 88.
Motor and it's smart and designed, black convertible top and the gals don't mind. Sporting with me riding all around town for joy. Blow your horn, Raymond, blow!
Get on the beat whenever you want. Subscribe to our free podcast at iTunes. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
Exploring Science in the Sea. Marion Island is cold, windy, and remote, about halfway between Antarctica and the southern tip of Africa. That makes it a great spot for studying the Southern Ocean, from the weather to the seas to the abundant life. In fact, a dozen or more hardy souls spend 13-month stretches doing just that. Marion Island is owned by South Africa. It's the peak of a volcano, which last erupted in 2004. It measures about 10 miles wide by 15 miles long. The island is packed with life, including three species of seals. There are also lots of birds. In addition, killer whales are common in the waters around the island. And about 30 species of seabirds nest there, while others hang out for parts of the year, millions of birds in all. The list includes four species of penguin, five species of albatross, all of them threatened or endangered, and 14 species of petrel. South Africa established a weather station on Marion in 1948 and has kept it going ever since. Over the decades, the research base has expanded to study the ocean and its life. A ship visits once a year, usually in April, bringing a new crew of scientists, engineers, and support staff. It also drops off work teams to repair and upgrade the base and stage supplies for the coming year. The ship then carries marine scientists out to sea for a few weeks of research before returning to the island to pick up the departing crew, beginning another year of work on this remote outpost in the Southern Ocean. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas, I'm Holly Brawley.
You're listening to Homemade Homegrown Radio. This is DJ Frederick with the Radio Thrift Shop.
He passes him by, old man of the mountain, for he wears long hair and his feet are bare. He says he's mad as an old March hare, but his cares are none and he owes no one. Old man of the mountain, he talks with the birds when he's lonely. He sleeps with the stars for a tent, and the bees spread a feast when he's hungry, and God charges no rent. He'll live as long as the old oak tree and laugh at fools like you and me. Oh, I often sigh and wish that I were the old man of the mountain.
From 1932, Cab Calloway and the Old Man of the Mountain. And yeah, you're hearing it from ye old DJ, the Old Man of the Mountain himself. Before that, before we listened to Science in the Sea and Soundbeat, we heard Sir Winston and the Commons from a 45 released on, or re-released on Sun-Tazed Records, Not the Spirit of India. All right, I'm DJ Frederick. You're at the Radio Thrift Shop. We're digging in the crates for all kinds of great music. Jazz, folk, country, pop, classic rock, indie pop, lo-fi, psychedelic, library, easy listening, and just about everything else that I can dig out of the crates. Hopefully it'll all make sense by the end of the show. Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66 with, of course, For What It's Worth. I'm DJ Frederick. Thanks for coming along this musical journey at the Radio Thrift Shop. I'd be very happy to hear from you and any ideas, themes, songs, specific requests that you'd like to hear in future programs. You can email me at radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. That's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. That NH stands for New Hampshire, and we are a very homegrown DIY production brought to you from Skybird Studios in the amazing town of Northumberland. We're going to cruise on out with Bonnie Dobson and Bird of Space. Thanks for listening and wishing you many blessings.
Exploring science in the sea. If you're one of the ocean's major predators, you go where the food is, even if it might make you a little dizzy. Scientists recently found that tunas, sharks, and other big fish were more common inside eddies in parts of the Pacific Ocean than in the surrounding water. And not surprisingly, that's where the food was. The scientists looked at records of waters inside the North Pacific Gyre. That's a region from a little north of the equator to the central Pacific, and from the Americas to Japan. It's the largest ecosystem in the world. Across much of that region, there's not much life in the upper layers, but there's a lot more in the eddies, spinning currents that can be dozens of miles wide. They affect conditions not only at the surface, but far below as well. They can pull nutrient-rich waters from below, enhancing the number of fish that the big guys prey on. The recent study looked at more than 20 years of records from a giant fishery around the Hawaiian Islands, catches of both top-level predators and some of the species they feed on. They also looked at satellite observations of ocean currents over that same period. Comparing the two revealed that fishing lines inside eddies caught a lot more of 14 species of big fish, tunas, sharks, billfishes, and others, than lines outside the eddies. So tracking eddies at the ocean surface may help pinpoint the best places to find big fish and to manage this diminishing resource. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
It's time once again to Ask Dr. Science. So let's ask Dr. Science.
That's me.
Remember, he knows more than you do.
That's right.
Gloria Hutchinson from St. Louis, Missouri writes, "Dear Dr. Science, why do cats hang out in empty grocery bags? I can't tell you how often I've brought groceries home and put them away, only to find my cat in the bottom of the bag."
Cats are eternal optimists, and your cat is searching through the grocery bags to find those special kitty treats he's certain you bought for him. No matter how often you disappoint him by not buying the most expensive cat food or those little catnip-filled mouses, he doesn't get the message. He thinks, this time it's all going to be different. This time Gloria's going to remember. So when you look in the bottom of your paper grocery bag and find your cat, look closely into his face and note his expression. He may look puzzled. He may look ashamed. But what you're really seeing is one disappointed cat.
Thank you, Dr. Science. Send your science questions to Ask Dr. Science. Remember, he's not a real doctor.
I have a master's degree
in science.
Welcome back. This is DJ Frederick. Let's dive into some jazzy tunes.
Thank you.
Mr. Paul Horn from the album Visions, and that was Dida. Before that, Sun Ra, The Night of the Purple Moon. Bud Shank with a cover of the Beatles' Michelle. And we started off with Jersey Million Orchestra. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. If you'd like to listen again, all of the programs are archived at radioforall.net. That's radio, the number for all.net. I'm also the curator of Free Radio Skybird, so you can contact me at freeradioskybird@icloud.com. That's freeradioskybird@icloud.com.
Profile America, Wednesday, March 10th. For many Americans, trying to envision life without our various telephones would be like trying to live without indoor plumbing. Or perhaps even food. The crucial utility is 145 years old today. In 1876, Alexander Graham Bell made the first and very local telephone call in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Over a wire to his assistant in the next room, Bell said, "Mr. Watson, come here, I want to see you." Now the public has an insatiable appetite for multipurpose phones, and there are 277 million cell phone users in America's population of around 330 million. Of America's 123 million occupied housing units, some 1.3 million, or just over 1%, have no phone service available. You can find more facts about America from the U.S. Census Bureau online at census.gov.
We're playing the most variety from the past century of recorded sound. I'm DJ Frederick, and you're listening to Radio Thrift Shop.
Thank you.
great keyboardist Charles Kynard, the cover of Seals and Crofts' Summer Breeze. And before that, from the album Dune, we heard David Matthews and Space Oddity. Well, that is going to wrap it up for this oddity of the Radio Thrift Shop, non-commercial radio for the rest of us. Thank you for coming on this musical excursion. I'll be back next time with more tunes. We'll be digging even deeper into the crates. So until then, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, take good care of those you love.